Welcome to Political Coffee, your one-hour thought-provoking news and commentary as you begin your day. And now, here's your host, Jeff Krops.
All right, friends, we are back after a brief 23-hour break. That's what happens because this is just a one-hour show, Political Coffee, where we talk about the political issues of the day and how they impact your life and, frankly, how you can use them to change your world. And you do that by having meaningful conversations with the persuadable in your world. That's the goal of this show. Today I want to talk about two things. How do you think the final withdrawal of American forces from Afghanistan is going to be remembered? Will it have any impact in the future politically here in America? It's certainly going to have impact across the world. Already has. I want to talk about, I want your thoughts on what's happened in Afghanistan and the fact that the last airplane left yesterday. And the fact that apparently hundreds, if not thousands, of Americans are left stranded all over Afghanistan. What do you think about that? What's the long-term impacts of that? What are you hearing from other people now that we're gone? And then the second thing is more vaccine news, shall we say. And my personal story from yesterday, in an encounter that I had with a gentleman that I do business with. That's what we're going to talk about today. We're going to talk about the CDC panel. A CDC, the Centers for Disease Control, which, by the way, is not a government agency. But you didn't know that. I didn't either. It's a quasi-government agency. Anyway, CDC panel is backing full approval for the Pfizer-BioNTech COVID-19 vaccine for anybody over the age of 16 years of age. Now, there's some interesting little nuggets in this story. It's an Epoch Times story. This is an advisory panel. Okay? By the way, Donald Trump is on right now. Started with Stuart Varney. He's live right now on Fox Business. And it says, well, the line, I can't listen to it, obviously, because I'm on the show live with you. It says, go back and get the blank equipment. Our country has been humiliated. Yeah, I'd say that's pretty much the world's impression. Anyway, vaccines. The shot. What are your options, folks? Well, I'm going to go back to the Pacific Justice Institute memo. I'm going to put that back up because I continue to get from you, the listeners, questions about this. And I am not, by any stretch of the imagination, an expert on this in any way. I'm just like you. I have lots of questions. Here's one thing that I do know. We don't trust government anymore, especially after what we've learned in this last election. Polls continue to show that most Republicans in the 80 percentile range do not believe that this election was on the up and up. Frankly, believe just the opposite, that it was stolen from Donald Trump. And that government and their willing allies in social media and, yes, mainstream media, including Fox News, continue to cover it up, refuse to talk about it. We don't trust government anymore, and we do not trust government when it comes to an experimental vaccine, which is being administered today, folks, still under the emergency use authorization protocol. Now, this technically gives, this answers one of the questions. For those of you who are being faced with having to lose your job or get the shot, because under, again, federal law of the emergency use authorization, you must be given an alternative. Now, this is sort of what's been going on with Kate. The lawyers who are advising Kate know this. They know that all of the vaccines that are happening right now, every vaccine that's being administered right now and into all the vaccines that have been created and are operating today, that are out there that you can get today, are all being administered under the emergency use authorization. That means government, your employer, under federal law, must give you an alternative. That's religious exemption, medical exemption. But what about the other alternatives? And there's plenty of them. And I'm going to go through a list of them here in just a little bit. But friends, I'm telling you, according to this story in the Epoch Times, only one full approval has been granted. And this is for a product that I am not familiar with, but it is not for all of the other vaccines. Now, eventually, they're all, of course, going to go through the system. This product is called, it's an mRNA-based COVID-19 shot. It's being marketed as Comirnaty. The story says it is only for doses produced in the future, according to the FDA's documents. The existing supply will continue to be administered under an updated emergency use authorization that the federal agency granted in December of 2020. So this means that all of you that, quite frankly, are being impacted right now, those of you who are state workers that are being told you have to have this by October 18th, if you are going to be injected by a vaccine that is being administered under an updated EUA, you have the right under federal law to demand an alternative. This I did not know until I read this story. This is important because a lot of you are justifiably worried about this, and I don't blame you, not for one bit. Let me read you an email. And Ronnie, hang on. I'm going to get to you in a second. 503-589-1220 is the Power Buick GMC talk line. 503-589-1220. Emails to jeff@1220.am. jeff@kslm.news. I'm going to leave this person's name out. They're just saying that they're a special ed teacher. And they just found out, they work for an ESD. They just found out that it is being mandated for them. This person says, I will not take it, and wanted to get your opinion about any avenues of recourse I may have. I know of the religious exemption, which I hear is hard to get, and they insinuated that those who get an exemption may need to take more restrictive measures for protection. Is there anyone talking about class action lawsuits in regards to these mandates? I heard a lawyer talk at one of the first rallies, who I believe is from a nonprofit, but I didn't get his name, what agencies he's with. If you know him, is this something he may be willing to look into? I don't want to just give in and quit, and I'm looking at a variety of options. Any advice and help you can give would be greatly appreciated. So, I'm not going to mention this person's name, but if you're listening, yeah, I'm going to give you that advice. And I believe there are people, lawyers, that are seriously looking at class action lawsuits. Now, it's the basis of that that is going to be necessary here to talk about. I believe, and again, I want to go back to this story, is that there are other ways you can deal with COVID. And I'm going to get into them. In fact, there's a couple of them that I don't know a lot about. Maybe some of you do. We're going to talk about that. But I'm telling you, one of the biggest is if there is no consideration in any of this at the state level or the federal level for immunity that you may have already gotten because you had COVID. That, my friends, I think, is truly the sound legal argument that could be used in a class action lawsuit. Now, here's what I'm going to try to do. I'm going to try to get Ray Hackey on the line sometime this week to join us. He is with the Pacific Justice Institute. I will have on the show plan for you today. I'm going to have, again, their memo about how you can request an exemption and request alternatives from your employer, whether it's a government or a private employer. Ronnie, hang on. I'm sorry. I've gone long here. Hang on through the break. When I come back, I'm going to get right to Ron. 503-589-1220 is the Power Buick GMC talk line. This is a big deal, folks. It's a very big deal. This is everything having to do with your personal liberty. You know, the saying, my body, my choice, that women who are pro-abortion have been saying for years and years now. It is no different here. This is your body. It should be your choice to decide if you want to take a vaccine or not. And the only people that are going to decide this, it's not going to be the politicians like Kate Brown. It's not going to be the bureaucrats, which dance to her tune and whatever she says. Going to be the courts, folks. That's why we need people like Ray Hackey and others who are willing to stand up and put this in front of lawyers who are judges now, who will consider the arguments based on the Constitution and your inalienable rights. Back in a moment with Ronnie. 503-589-1220 is the Power Buick GMC talk line. What do you think about what's happened in Afghanistan now that we're out? The latest on vaccine. Back in a moment.
Jeff now at 503-589-1220. That's 503-589-1220. Let's return now to more of Political Coffee with Jeff Krupp.
22 minutes past the top of the hour. I was promised we were going to go right back to the phones. Ronnie, thanks for hanging on. I appreciate it. Your thoughts today?
My thoughts today is on two things. Us leaving Afghanistan is going to be the beginning of part two of the killing fields. And talking about these exemptions, we need to fight people that has gone as far as having judges undermining custodial parents' rights. because you didn't get the vaccination. The vaccination is a Section 14 or 13 emergency use. Know what happened to me as a beekeeper back in the 90s when we could not find anything to treat except Apistan? Emergency use means it is only for last resort. If natural immunity, like we try selective breeding in bees, otherwise same things, asymptomatic for humans. And the thing is, we got to fight. They're not going to help. They're only talking about another one. Now they're trying to say it's 1,000 times worse than another one. Beginning it was, just slightly better. It's less, not less intrusive. Which one is it, people? Which one is taking out our kids? I just lost. Jeff, I just lost my adopted father's sister-in-law in Portland, California, after the first jab, because she had to get it. And I'm pissed off, with all due respect, and I'm mad as hell. Just, what is the future in the next 3 to 5 years? If my kidney's going to fall apart, if I'm going to have, with the miniature blood clots that goes in your capillaries, is people's hands going to start getting crippled up? Is people's moment, is sterilization coming about? I'm not trying to fear nobody, but the facts and the numbers are there worldwide, even from our CDC, if you just look deep enough. 600,000 people injured or having complications after the jab? Excuse me, people. You might say, well, I want to be an interest. You're inconveniencing us. No, my body, my choice. 7-3 decision, Roe versus Wade, the Nuremberg Code, Section 3 and Section 10, gives us that immune right. If you want to go back even further, let's talk about the Magna Carta under the faith. This is the temple of my creator. I shall not infuse it with stuff from the devil. And that's what I feel about it. What do you feel about it, people? Are y'all going to stay silent in your school board meetings, city council meetings? Or are you going to keep gathered up like 1924 in Yugoslavia and Czechoslovakia before Austria got involved? Then Hitler came along. Which one is your choice? That's what I want to know, my fellow Oregonians. Stand up or shut up. That's all I got to say, my brother. I love you. God bless you.
All right. Thank you, brother. No, I appreciate it. That's what Ronnie thinks. 503-589-1220 Power Buick GMC talk line. What do you think? How do you view what's happened in Afghanistan, that now that the last American plane has left and our troops are gone, but apparently hundreds, maybe thousands of Americans are still there? What do you think? And what about you standing up and saying no to the shot? To Kate Brown's edict that if you're in one of these classifications of employees, you got to get the shot by the 18th of October or you will be fired. K2 put that question in a story that's on OregonWatchdog.com, and they asked the question of the governor's office. It's a story about Jason Dudash from the Freedom Foundation that you hear. And Jason, the Freedom Foundation may be a vehicle of a class action lawsuit. Could also be one of these other organizations like the Pacific Justice Institute. You have to have someone, you have to be affected by this. My guess is that they're probably waiting until somebody gets fired, because it's a wrongful termination lawsuit would be, I think, at least in part, the basis of that. But it is, I think, the fact that under the EUA, that all of these vaccines continue to be administered under your government employer, your employer under federal law must give you an alternative. You need to request what that is. Anyway, in this story, but K2, they asked the governor's office, are you going to fire people? Governor's office says, yep. I mean, in so many words, we are. PJ Media has a story about an Oregon vaccine mandate could lead to a mass exodus of firefighters and paramedics across the state. Now, I'm hearing that there's a medical freedom rally soon here in Salem. I'm going to try to find the date for that so I can share it with you. I hear it's going to be at the Salem Hospital. Okay. Let's see what happens out of that. And I hear it's going to happen at 4 p.m. tomorrow, the 1st. So are you going to be there? Well, maybe you ought to be. Maybe. And apparently, and this is happening, I was on a conference call yesterday with activists, and apparently this is happening all over the state. It's going to happen in Bend. They're asking medical workers who work in the system are going to walk out of the Bend hospital rather than get the shot. Medical Freedom Rally. It is going to be at the Salem Hospital tomorrow, 4 p.m. Let's go to Rich. Rich, good morning.
On that article I sent you at the childrenshealthdefense.org, according to the article they have, that new vaccine is a derivative of the Pfizer. And technically, by FDA rules, you cannot substitute Pfizer for this new vaccine or shot that you talked about earlier. Second is, if you want more of the same, like in Afghanistan and like this, keep voting for Democrat socialists.
I can't disagree with that. I mean, look at what we've got. It's obvious. Thanks for the article, Rich. I'm looking for it right now in my email. Resend it if you can. I'd appreciate it. 6:30, folks. Back in a moment.
It's on your phone. It's on your phone.
It is. Okay, thanks.
Jeff now at 503-589-1220. That's 503-589-1220. Let's return now to more of Political Coffee with Jeff Krupp.
We are back. It is 24 minutes before the top of the hour. We will get back to the phones in a moment, which are, you want to call in anyway, the number is 503-589-1220. That's the Power Buick GMC talk line. We have callers lined up, and I will get to you in a moment. I have just been remiss, however, doing part of what I need to do here, and that is speak to you about our advertisers. One of our great advertisers that we're grateful to have is Pfeiffer Roofing. Right here in Salem, they've been in business since 1978, second-generation family-owned company. They have this great new product called Roof Max, and you can only get it from them. It's a very special product that can make your life better and benefit you in a lot of ways. It is a soybean-based product that is sprayed on your asphalt shingle roof, and it rejuvenates it. It gives it longer life and more life at a fraction of the cost of a new roof. They got a great video about it. You can learn more about it if you go to their website, PfeifferRoofing.com. Let me spell it for you. P-F-E-I-F-E-R. PfeifferRoofing.com. Give them a call and they can come out and give you a free estimate. Look at your roof. See if your roof is a candidate for this great product, again, that you can only get from them. 503-647-4725. 503-647-4725. That's their number. Pfeiffer Roofing. So, right now, friends, I'm getting a lot of questions about where you get ivermectin. Ivermectin is one of these tools that have been shown to be very effective. at treating COVID. Okay? Treating COVID. And some, in fact, some countries have been using ivermectin for many, many years, for decades, as a prophylactic against all kinds of diseases. And I found this out yesterday when I talked with a friend of mine that I do business with in the agricultural world. And he told me a story about his personal use of ivermectin, and I'm going to share that with you. But this new CDC panel recommendation that Pfizer's drug and BioNTech's drug, the shot, be approved, full approval for anybody, for U.S. citizens that are over the age of 16. But the panel didn't review any of the data that compares the vaccine to other reported interventions, such as hydroxychloroquine, ivermectin, vitamin C, zinc, or monoclonal antibody therapy, which I'm going to have to do some research on, because I've heard that, but I don't know what it is. Now, maybe some of you do. Would love to hear from you if you have knowledge of it. But the story also says there was no consideration of immunity developed against COVID from any previous infection. Now, I go back to this point, folks. That has to be a huge piece of this puzzle. Why? Because it's an inconsistent policy. Because Kate Brown is saying, well, if you can get a religious exemption or you can get a medical exemption from the shot, and you can get the exemption if you're homeless, but everybody else has to get it. Except there is no allowance for those of you who've already had COVID. So you're telling me that a homeless person living in a really bad physical existence can get by without the shot? You're telling me that's okay and that's acceptable, but not somebody who's already had COVID and has natural immunity to it, which is proven scientifically. That's an inconsistent policy. That, I think, is the basis of why there should be a class action lawsuit against this. Let's go to the phones. We'll go to Art. Art, go.
Good morning, Jeff. Well, not a good morning, bad morning. And it gets worse and worse. The prophecies are happening right before our eyes. We have to definitely put our faith in God. We need to fight evil in any way that we can. However, that shining light on the hill is growing dim, and we must obviously do whatever we can to battle evil. And believe me, my friend, this is pure evil. There is no doubt in my mind from what happened in Afghanistan to what is happening right here in our country. There's so many things that you just can't even name them all. But remember the Lord's Prayer. Put your faith in God and hope and pray that we can change some of these evil things that are happening in our country and across the world. But we are in a lot of trouble. And the only way we survive as individuals is to put our faith in God, pray, and do whatever He directs us to do. because that's the way it should be. God bless, Jeff. Have a great day. Yep. Pray for our country.
Thank you.
Pray
yes.
for everybody yes. because we must continue to fight evil no matter what, because God expects us to.
I completely agree. Thanks, Art. And pray for the Americans left behind in Afghanistan, folks. Really important. Really important. 503-589-1220 is the Power of Buick GMC talk line. Let's go back to Rich, who has some additional information. Rich?
Yeah, Jeff, I sent that to you. Hi, Jeff. I sent that to you to 1220 a.m., so you should have it under my phone number.
Okay. I will look for it under 1220 a.m.
Next thing is, I believe that monoclonal that you just talked about is the same as the Regeneron. A friend of mine had the Regeneron two Saturdays ago, and this last Saturday he was out mowing his lawn, and this week he's back at work.
You know, I'm looking for your email, Rich, and I'm not seeing it here. I see your text message from your phone, but I'm not seeing the email.
That's the one it should be. It's the one from my phone. I was wrong.
Okay, there is an attachment. I guess I'm going to have to figure out how to open up the attachment, Rich.
Yeah, well, I'm sorry, but that's the only, I got it real quick and read it, and I figured I better shoot it to you while I had it.
All right, I'll try to find it. And what's the name of the organization again, Rich?
Childrenshealthsomething.org. Hang on, I'll get it for you.
Children's.
Bear with me here.
Health Defense?
Yes, I believe that's it.
Childrenshealthdefense.com.
Yeah, that's it. Childrenshealthdefense.org.
.org, not .com. Okay.
Correct.
Childrenshealthdefense.org. Yep, I've got it up on the screen. Rich, thank you. I appreciate it.
Okay,
Corby
bye.
Writes an email about Kate and others really care? The idiots like Kate and others would say in one sentence that the hospitals and medical facilities are overwhelmed. And in the next sentence say, you're going to fire half or more of them. Yeah, you're, Corby, very, very astute observation. The story in PJ Media is about an Oregon fire chief. His name is Josh Williams. I know him really well. Now, I'm going to finish with that and the story of my friend that I interacted with yesterday. But of course, Freedom Heating and Air, folks, is looking for techs. They're looking for people to go to work for them because they're pretty busy these days. Why don't you go to their website, check out who they are. It's freedomheatingandair.net. Not only are they a great Salem-based company, been around over 40 years, they do a great job taking care of their customers, but now they're looking for, because they do a great job, they need employees. Give them a call, 503-580-1456. If you're one of these people, then maybe your employer has said, you got to get the shot or else you're fired. Okay, here's an opportunity for go to work for a great company. 503-580-1456. Josh Williams is the fire chief of Aurora, Oregon. He said in a letter that he is not going to require any of his firefighters or EMTs to get vaccinated. He says he would sooner be fired. Josh was my training officer at Sublimity Fire when I first was elected to fire. He's a great patriot. He's standing up, and it may cost him his job. More on this and my story in your phone call.
No, that's not poverty. Haiti believers have light on their faces as they
Call Jeff now at 503-589-1220. That's 503-589-1220. Let's return now to more of Political Coffee with Jeff Krupp.
We are back, last segment for today. In a moment, we're going to go to Pastor Jim Moore. I want to remind you, if you're looking for a contractor that you can trust, that's Eric Azer at RighteousRenovations.com. He's a guy who lives his personal faith in his business. And you can, well, you can believe that if you go to the website, RighteousRenovations.com, and you read the great customer, satisfied customer comments, and look at some of the pictures of their before and after projects. RighteousRenovations.com. Let me finish with this story. Yesterday, a guy I do business with, we stopped and talked out in the field as I'm going round and round the field in a tractor. We got off and we were talking business, and we had talked before, and he's a practicing Catholic, very sincere guy. And we talk a lot about our personal faith, even though he's Catholic, I'm evangelical. And he asked me, said, so have you changed your mind on getting the shot? Because we talked about this before. I said, no, I haven't. And then he went on to describe the fact that he got COVID. And he went down to a local farm store and bought ivermectin. Now, ivermectin for animals comes under various names. And you specifically, he said to me, he said, I took it. It comes in liquid form. And you have to use a needle and a syringe, and you use one cc for every 100 pounds of body weight. He said you only want to get the 1% solution that is for swine and for cattle. You don't want to get the other ones. 1% solution. He's about 230, 40 pounds. So he takes 2.3 cc's. He did that. He had it for about 6 months before he had the courage to actually use it. He was going to use it as a prophylactic. Well, he didn't. He got sick with COVID. All the symptoms of it. He did the CCs. He mixed it with orange juice, drank it. He did that once a day. Then 2 days, he was back at work. Felt great. He takes it now about once a week. No side effects at all whatsoever. This is his story to me. So you can get that product at a local feed store for animals, swine and cattle. 1% solution comes in various names. That's what my friend did. It worked for him. Now, I've gotten emails from some of you asking about how to do this. Well, there you go. America's Frontline Doctors on their website will give you the instructions about how you can get from them prescription for hydroxychloroquine. These are all alternatives, my friends. Let's go to Pastor Jim Moore. Jim, good morning, friends. What do you have to say today?
Good morning, Jeff. Can you hear me all right?
Yes.
Okay, perfect. So I just wanted to state something that might seem a little obvious to some, but I think it's important. If you are a local business owner or a business owner, and you are feeling the pressure to demand vaccinations for your customers, you do not have to bow to that. Now, I know that sounds obvious, but this is not something you have to do. There are many. You mentioned the firefighter. There are chiefs of police. There are sheriffs. There are thousands of nurses and doctors who are making this stand and saying, regardless of whether or not someone takes the shot, it should never be mandated. So we're starting to see more and more businesses really out of fear, out of various fear, customers don't want to come or whatever. We need business owners to stand up and say, I will not do this. I will not bow to this. It's a question of liberty. It's a question of freedom. And I just wanted to say to business owners out there, do not feel like you have to do this to continue earning money, to continue to thrive as a business. There are plenty of people out there who will come to your business regardless. And so I just adjure them, don't bow to that pressure.
Well said, brother. Thank you. That's a great reminder. I appreciate you sharing that. And folks, it's true. And in fact, those businesses that are not going to bow to the pressure, we need to know who they are, because we'll put it out there. And I'm going to ask each of you to consider doing business with some of these businesses who have said, no, we're not going to bow to it. Thank you, Pastor. Got an email from a friend. Regeneron is the brand name of the two monoclonal antibodies that are given simultaneously. That's what's been used in the Florida Monoclonal Antibody Treatment Centers. President Trump received Regeneron. It says, I had a shot at an office in Salem that specializes in infusions yesterday that offers this, Regeneron, with a doctor's prescription if you have COVID. She said Salem Hospital is offering this now also. The other, well, I've got two Dales that listen, and I'm going to get to them quickly here. The other Dale said, at the state fair yesterday in the morning, there were about 10% of the people who were not wearing masks, and the state police were not bothering anyone. So as more people came to the fair, they took their masks off, and by 2 o'clock, about 20% of the crowd were still wearing masks, which means about 80% of the crowd wasn't. Some wore them around their necks, and most took them off. They did wear them in the buildings. I was told the same thing happened over the weekend. No doubt it would be called a super spreader. Check with the Republican booth where they were gathering petition signatures. They said Sunday there was a constant line of people wanting to sign, and they were collecting a lot of other signatures. And then the other Dale sent me yesterday a text message. He says, I have a friend who told me he had to get a shot or they'd fire him. He's a state employee with the state hospital. He has a wife and four small children. What has happened to us? Well, I'm going to... He goes on to say, I do not blame those making exodus from Oregon, but if everybody leaves, who is left to fight this? Are we Babylon? It's a good point. Go back to my friend, Josh Williams, fire chief of Aurora, who's willing to get fired. He said in his letter that this mandate is un-American. Our state government has been weaponized to the point where people are afraid to take a stand. I will no longer sit silently on the sideline and watch this happen. I love my job. I love the fire service. And more importantly, I love the people that work here and serve. Now, he predicts a large number. In fact, the Baker City Firefighters Union testified that 100% of the fire department will resign if the city requires the mandate that Kate Brown has said. So when you call 911 and it takes them forever to get there because half of the fire department has quit rather than take the shot, do you think that's something that might impact people's thinking? I think it should. Folks, Rebecca Donaldson is the gold-winning real estate broker. She's best of the Willamette Valley. If you're looking for somebody to help you sell your home, call her, 503-269-0747, 269-0747, or visit her website, rebeccasgothouses.com. Oh, no doubt. There'll be a lot more about this tomorrow. Thanks for listening, friends. I deeply appreciate each and every one. I want to keep praying, keep fighting and believing for everything you believe.